Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas. To those guests who've just joined us, welcome. Our next stop is the Magic Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our station at the entrance to Main Street USA, gateway to the seven theme lands of the Magic Kingdom.
Welcome aboard the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast. This is Justin Monorail, and this is episode number 194 of the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast. Last week I said 192. I was wrong. I make mistakes sometimes, people. I know you love to point it out to me, but I am fully aware I am not perfect. But you know what is perfect? Another Monday morning here with you on the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast. Today, we've got a very special episode of the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast, and that is because we are bringing you the audio from this month's live Passholder Lounge. This was recorded on March the 19th at 8 p.m. on the Passholder Lounge YouTube page. We had a bunch of people join us live, and during that episode, Landon Steffers and I played out the remainder of the Monday Morning Monorail March Mayhem Madness bracket. That's not how it's said. I always get it out of order. Either way, it's good. And we had a good time doing it, and I think you're going to have a good time listening to it. This is my way to entice you in the future to join us on those live monthly Passholder Lounge episodes. They happen the third Tuesday of every month on YouTube and on the Monday Morning Monorail Fam Facebook group. And I also stream them to X, I think, on the Passholder Lounge podcast X account. If you can figure that out, more power to you. I don't know if it actually works or not, but the other two do, YouTube and Facebook, for sure you can see them. If I paid for the professional membership account to StreamYard, I could also send it to like Twitch and probably a million other places. But I spend enough money on this podcast, so I'm not doing that. Anyways, I wanted to give you a preview of what that show is like, so I'm giving you that audio here on the main feed today. And I am starting to contemplate the idea of sort of merging these two endeavors. The Monday Morning Monorail will always be the main flagship show of this channel, this production company, whatever you want to call it. But the Passholder Lounge really is an extension of this. Most times I'm joined live on the Passholder Lounge with Steffers or Landon or both. And then we often will invite a guest to join us and do sort of an interview and freeform conversation on that show as well. But just as much as this show was the brainchild of me and my passion for Disney and theme parks, so was the Passholder Lounge. The two things really do go hand in hand. And so I'm kind of thinking right now about ways to incorporate the two and make them a little more connected. If you go to the morningmonorail.com website, just morningmonorail.com, you will see that it represents both the Monday Morning Monorail podcast and the Passholder Lounge. So the two things coexist in a world that overlaps quite a bit. So it just makes sense to sort of integrate these experiences a little bit. But this is my little teaser for you. I want you to consider marking your calendars the third Tuesday of every month, 8 p.m., the Passholder Lounge on YouTube. If you subscribe to that channel and hit the little bell, you'll get notifications when we go live. And then if you happen to forget that it's the Passholder Lounge night and it's 8 p.m., you'll get a notification and then you can jump in, chat with us. We had such a good time interacting with the chat last night. We had everybody. I was tempted to sit here and start naming people that we talked to in the chat last night, but I know I'll forget somebody, so I'm not going to do it. But it was a really good time. Also, I'm saying last night because I'm recording this on Wednesday, this little intro here. Regardless, I want you all to do the Passholder Lounge. I want you to join us there. I want you to check it out. And I might just start incorporating, when we record those, downloading those episodes and putting them here on this feed. And it'll just be like the Passholder Lounge brought to you by the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast. Something like that. I think I call, there's another show I do. Don't recommend you listen to it. It's called Moonshine and Scoreboards. We call that a Tri-M production. We'll probably start doing something like that with the Passholder Lounge too. It's a whole network, a whole ding dang network of content for you. But without further ado, let's do it. Let's jump in. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the March 2024 episode of the Passholder Lounge. It is the exciting conclusion of Monday Morning Monorail March Madness Mayhem. Who will be crowned champion? If you didn't watch live, you're never going to believe how this plays out. So let's do it. Here we go. The Passholder Lounge is open once again, and I am so excited to welcome you in. Hello, everyone. It's Justin Monorail back again in the Passholder Lounge for our live show for the month of March 2024. Today is actually March 19th, 2024. We are smack dab in the middle of March. And of course, you know, we've all gone mad with tournament brackets. If you've been listening to the Monday Morning Monorail podcast, you have heard us set up our round of 64 Monday Morning Monorail March Mayhem bracket. And this week we actually played through the round of 64. So round one, we moved on to round two. And tonight, live, we're going to play out the rest of the bracket and crown a champion. But I cannot do that all by myself. No, sir. I must have my Monorail co-pilots right here with me. And I'm going to welcome them in right now. Let's start with your friend and mine, Landon the Dawsdone. Landon, welcome to the Passholder Lounge.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there, my friends. It's me. It's me. It's the DOZ, Landon the Dawsdone, coming to you from the isolation station. Love, Jay. Like you said, we are in the smack dab of March, talking a little bit of March Madness, talking the Monday Morning Monorail March Madness Mahogany Mayhem Monorail Bracket. Yeah, there's a lot of M's going on, and I love the fact that we're leaning into it. Looking forward to crowning a champion tonight. And you say you think it's going to take the whole hour. Nay, I know it's going to take the whole hour. In fact, I think we might be going into overtime like some of these games do in March.
Well, we will try to be expeditious because I know we've got a lot to talk about. But
I have a wake-up call at 4 a.m. So.
Exactly. You've got an early morning because you actually get paid to be on the radio. I understand, sir.
Yeah, I tricked somebody into doing that. Wow, good job on me, Landon.
Well, before we get into it, we've got to welcome in the third member of the Monorail podcast team, and she is also the decider. She'll split the vote because if you and I can't decide, she's going to be the one that makes the teams move on to the next round. And that is, of course, the host of a podcast you should be listening to right now. It's called Adventures with Steffers. It's Steffers! Steffers, welcome to the Passholder Lounge.
Hello. It's also Gimli. Gimli is also the deciding factor in these madnesses of March.
Well,
stop licking me.
Sadly,
what Gimli, other M words could we think of?
Oh, mahogany was a good one.
Mandible. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mandible. Ooh, that's a good one. meat. Okay.
My favorite thing about having an acronym for something like this with all M's, well, you know, I love alliteration. It's a passion of mine.
Ladies love alliteration, as ladies a matter of fact. Alliteration. LL Cool J taught us that back in the late 80s, early 90s.
But this one's even extra special because when you just put the letters up, it spells which I think.
Oh, so wait. I guess the crash test dummies taught us that in the late 80s, early 90s, more accurately.
Yeah.
We do have nice drinks, Aurora. We're doing great.
Hey,
yeah, shout out to Jeffers and Aurora in the chat. I can only see the
I've made Bob upset.
And Pat in the StreamYard. So, if where are we streaming? Passholder or in the StreamYard and YouTube. So I can't see it in the YouTube. So sorry.
YouTube, Facebook, and somehow streaming to X. I think I don't know. It says we are.
Wait. The Hellscape, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
But hey, nice drinks was a good segue, because something that we need to embrace on this show, this is the Pass Holder Lounge, after all, are tasty beverages. And I certainly have a couple I'm going to be having tonight to celebrate the March Madness. Steffers, I heard you drank a whole bottle of wine. What are you following that up with?
I'm finishing a whole bottle of wine. That's a little disrespectful. You're calling me out. I know, but I said it offline. You were supposed to put me on blast.
Online, so it's fun.
Stephanie is going to follow it up with either a almost empty Alani, which I shouldn't drink at 8 o'clock at night, or whatever is in here, which is hopefully water.
Is that a mystery beverage with Taylor Swift's face on it?
Oh yeah, look, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I see it.
On Disney Plus now. Highly recommend.
Yeah,
I think it's gotten like 17 million views since it's got,
because it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. I saw it in person. I saw it. I bought it. I rented it. And then I watched it on Disney, and I'm going to see her again in October. Anyway, that's not the important part. Talk about your drink.
Jeffers caught it too. I caught you saying Stephanie and I didn't like it. So could you please not do that?
Who the hell is Stephanie?
Couldn't tell you. What's my name, Gimmers? What's my name?
Stephanie's not here tonight. It's Steffers. Landon, what have you got in that glass I saw you hoist a moment ago?
Oh, this one right here. This would be a Diet Coke, which I was enjoying on this week's episode of the Monday Morning Monorail podcast. But this isn't the Diet Coke I was enjoying when we were recording on Sunday. That would be disgusting. This is a fresh one with some rum in it, because, you know, rum and Coke is fun, and because, you know, I'm watching my girlish figure. I'm looking out for calories.
Okay. So use that. But rum is fun, I will say. I enjoy that.
For calories.
And pinkies up. Come on, y'all. Up.
I've got a local beer here with me. This is Red Bug Red American Red Ale, and this is...
Say red one more time, please.
From the Oviedo... From the Oviedo Brewing Company. So I picked this up at a little local shop called Freehand Goods. Enjoy that little crisp.
That was pretty crisp.
Yeah.
Best sound in the world.
Yeah. I love a good red ale. And this one's pretty tasty. But I got to tell you, I hope I get to beer number two, because it's even better and it's another local one. But
I have a feeling with the length of the brackets we're going. Also, if we want to shout out local drinks like you just did for my drink, let me bring it back on here. The rum that I'm drinking is from a local distillery, a Drop Zone Distillery. Yeah. Not a paid endorsement, but God can it be.
All right. If you're listening to us, we will sell out and sell out in a hurry.
Yeah, we're here to sell out. We're here to get over, and we're here to sell out and get over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Gimli.
Yes, Gimli. That's almost like saying amen at the end of a statement. Yes, Gimli.
Exactly.
Well, Gimli is here joining us for this very special episode tonight. Let me tell you, the anticipation's been building for weeks. We started 2 weeks ago by unveiling the first part of our Monday Morning Monorail March Madness Mayhem bracket, the Disney in-park experiences, the Disney outside the park experiences. We listed all 32 of those. And then last week, we showed the right side of the bracket with the Universal experiences and the miscellaneous Florida amusement experiences that have proven to already be chaotic. We played out the first
Things
round.
Got weird.
We played out the first week on this week's Monday Morning Monorail podcast. So tonight we're left with 32 contenders. But if you've ever watched Highlander, you know there can be only one. And so I say we get into this, because I know this is what people are here for. Here is the bracket as it stands now. And just like we did on the show this week, we will go top left, then bottom left, then top right, then bottom right, until we get to the final four, and then all bets are off. But we've got, starting off with Disney in-park experiences, a matchup that is already going to cause relationships to end, hearts to break, feelings to get hurt. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, the number one seed in this bracket, facing off against the best show on Disney property, Fight Me, Festival of the Lion King. Landon, this is your bracket, so you get to start off the picks with this one.
You act Hold like on,
I got to go back to the Facebook bait. Group and let me comment that I hate Landon for this bracket. Hold on.
You already did earlier today.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I have to do it again because I really do hate Landon for this bracket. As much as I love Festival of the Lion King and the fact that it is now back to full strength, we're no longer doing, what was it, the celebration of the Festival of the Lion King, and it does bring a tear to my eye every time I watch it. Yeah, I know.
I flat out cry when I watch it.
I gotta go Cosmic Rewind here, and that pains me to say because, like, my mom has seen Lion King on Broadway, and I've taken her to see this, and she has the same emotional response that you do, Jay, and says that this show is the same quality that it is on Broadway. So the fact that Disney is putting on a Broadway quality show in Animal Kingdom and that I have to cut it in the second round breaks my heart.
Well, Steffers, you made your feelings about The Lion King plain in the round of 64. So just to mix things up here and throw a hinky vote, I'm going to vote Festival of the Lion King, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I'm doing it. It's because everybody can experience Festival of the Lion King, and not everybody can experience Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, even though I know it is, and I've said it, it's the most fun attraction in any Disney park in Florida. So I am throwing a vote to Festival of the Lion King because I don't want to see it go out like a punk, but that means, Steffers, you get to break my heart. So do it. Jab the knife right in there.
Guess what? I'm going to throw an even bigger wrench, and I'm going to say Festival of the Lion King.
What? Goes
you?
What?
How can you do it, Steffers?
I just did it. Listen, if you didn't give a reason, if you didn't say not everyone could ride it, I would have just said Cosmic Rewind. But, you know, we're all about inclusivity here on the monorail.
Steffers is off the podcast. Everybody in the chat, you are now eligible to audition to be the third wheel on the Monday morning monorail.
I'm sorry, Michael.
I'm just going to say this. Now this bracket is wide open because Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind was set to just run roughshod over the competition.
Chaos is ensuing.
That's right.
I thought an Epcot attraction was going to win, but now
that's the bottle of wine. You're welcome.
Hey, this is what we do in the Passholder Lounge. All right, we got to move on. Now we've got
Sweet Baby Jesus.
Another difficult.
Or I guess one. I should say Sweet Baby Groot.
Sweet Baby Groot. Oh, Steffers. Now we've got, I did not expect you to do that. Now we've got Star Wars Rise of the Resistance versus Flight of Passage. Steffers, this is just to make Bob mad, all of it. Steffers, you get to vote first on this one.
Rise of the Resistance. I do love Flight of Passage, but I think full capacity running Rise of the Resistance, because although I love Flight of Passage, I love the ride vehicles and the mechanisms and the technology. And I've said that a bajillion times.
I love the technology too, but I gotta say, we've got two attractions here that both struggle with downtime. Mm-hmm. I mean, Flight of Passage has its issues as well. Landon, I'm going to let you go second. We're going all out of order, and I'm never going to remember what order we're in. So Landon, you get to vote second on this one.
It's fine. We're all drinking. Nobody's going to remember what's going on by the end of it. So, I take that back. The chat is going to remember what's going on, and they'll take us to task, not only in the chat, but in the comments. So thank you, chat. We appreciate it. Now we're talking about two attractions. Not only do they have amazing feats of technology, they also struggle with technology. We also have two attractions that are infamous for long waits. They're also infamous for having poop corners in said queues. That said, I'm going to go Rise of the Resistance.
I will say Flight of Passage does have its own bathroom. I mean, I don't like
It should. I mean, like, sometimes that thing can get unruly. I say sometimes, all the times it can get unruly.
I haven't seen it, but Rise of Resistance better have one too somewhere in those caves. But anyway,
but I know, like it's to the point, it's like on my day job that we never talk about like Disney anything unless it's like unsavory. We've talked about both of these attractions because we've talked about the poop corners.
Oh, I don't want to talk about poop corners.
No. This is not poop corners.
Anyways, Rise of the Resistance.
Star Wars. Rise of the Resistance. Okay.
Do we make it better, Bob? I hope we did.
And Oscar Isaac is going to come out and
I don't know if we made it better, Steffers, if I'm being completely honest.
Probably not.
All right. Moving on. I get to go first on this one. We've got Happily Ever After versus Kilimanjaro Safari.
Just like we all predicted.
I'm stressed.
I'm stressed about this one, too, because I love both of these things very, very much. And it kind of feels like this is not just a battle between a great attraction at Animal Kingdom and a great fireworks spectacular MK. This is the battle for the very soul of the Animal Kingdom right here in front of our face.
That escalated.
I'm voting Kilimanjaro Safari. I'm doing that. That happened. Steffers, what are you voting on this one?
You really made me not the deciding vote here, and I like hate you for it.
Where's your heart left? Where did you get what was going on when you got engaged, Steffers?
I know, but then if I say Happily Ever After, I say I hate animals. So really, I'm just
say it with your whole chest, Steffers. You know it.
Happily Ever After.
There you go. Now Landon is the decider for this one.
Landon's gonna shoot me through the heart and just
You damn right, Steffers. We hate your engagement and we love animals. Give me the Kilimanjaro Safari.
I knew he was going to do that.
I did it.
I quit the podcast.
They gave me the alley and I gave him the oop.
Oh my goodness gracious. But you know what that means? Landon gets to start this one and I don't think he's even going to be able to decide.
Oh no. It's
living with the Landon.
And guess what? I'm the deciding vote if Justin doesn't.
If I do it right. Living with the Landon versus Spaceship Earth Landon.
Yeah, you didn't really think about that.
Landon's either frozen, his computer's frozen, or he's had a stroke. I don't know.
Woo!
Should we ask Gimli?
Gimli has vacated because he knows better. Yep. Might want to take a sip of your drink, bud.
That's the first smart thing you've said all night. Thank you. my God.
Aurora was with us on the Kilimanjaro Safari train.
You know what, Aurora? Remember when I just said we were friends? I might have been in my head. I rescind it now.
Oh, my God. These are like literally
heart two of my favorite
things to do.
Both in the same park.
Yep. I know. But I only call one of them my girl.
That's true.
And she stands hundreds of feet tall, covered in jagged edges that welcomes hundreds, if not thousands of people inside her every day.
I'm sure living with the land.
And that also, Earth.
I'm sure living with the land lets a lot of people in it as well. Not the same effect, but you ride the waves or the waters of living with the land. And
there could have been. There's got to. There needs to have been a better way to phrase that. But yeah,
100%.
I stand by my statement. I knew what I was saying.
This is not going to be debatable. I'm going Spaceship Earth 2. The sequel. There's no debate.
James Duty Jinch will also be in that one as well.
James Duty Jinch. Yeah. Jeremy Irons for the win, in my opinion. Best.
Oh, I really hate Landon for making me pick that one.
Okay, now I say we go ahead and play out the rest of this bracket, don't you think?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
So we stay in the same quad.
In the same quadrant. Yep. There you go. All right. So, Steffers, prove how much you hate animals.
Rise of the Resistance. You don't even have to ask.
Okay. Landon? Landon's frozen again.
No, I'm not. I am frozen, but not technologically so.
Oh, we didn't put frozen.
Also, I'm full screen, so if anybody says anything in the chat, holler at me. God, this... Mm, I really hate myself for putting together such a great, great bracket.
Yes, Chuck, it should have been so happily ever after. Thank you for agreeing with me.
Best of the Lion King.
Wow.
Yep. Because I know if I can get in the theater, the damn thing. Well, no. The damn thing's going to work.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a second. If we use that same logic, the safari is not always as great as it can be. And Happily Ever After is always a banger. Y'all suck.
That's weather dependent. Sometimes Tinkerbell doesn't even fly.
And also sometimes, sometimes when you get out on the safari, it's hilarious when the animals want to sit down there, or if the animals want to make like animals do. Me and my mom almost got a very, very intimate lesson from a couple giraffes.
Sometimes, let me tell you, that can become an episode of Discovery Channel out there.
Oh boy, did it.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest here. I love them both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My logic that I used to move Festival of Lion King ahead in the previous round is not going to apply, because Star Wars Rise of the Resistance is like one of my favorite things I've ever done when it's at full strength in a theme park. So I've got to move it on.
Thank goodness. Honest,
I thought you were going to go that way. That's why I just wanted to give Festival a vote.
So. Yeah. So Rise of the Resistance moves ahead. And now we've got Kilimanjaro Safari versus Spaceship Earth. I don't remember who's supposed to go first on this one.
I think.
Me?
Because I went. You went second last time. Yeah. Okay. You and then, yeah.
We're going to redo the order when we get to the next bracket.
Sure.
Kilimanjaro Safari versus Spaceship Earth. For me, it's, I'm proud of Kilimanjaro Safari for making it this far, but it's got to be Spaceship Earth. It's a classic. It's an icon. It's moving on. Spaceship Earth. Moving on to face Rise of Resistance in my bracket. So now I think it's Land. No, it'll be Steffers and then Landon. Steffers. Tee-hee.
Wow, that wasn't evil or foreboding or anything.
Where's dinosaur?
Yeah, in the, never mind. Let me not answer that.
In the extinction era, that's where.
The correct answer is Spaceship Earth.
All right. So Spaceship Earth moves on. Landon, would you have disagreed with that?
Yeah, I think this is going to be our first Monday morning monorail clean sweep of the Passholder Lounge live show.
Heck yeah, let's go.
Yeah. See, we can agree on something sometimes.
Yeah, it only took us 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, end of the bracket.
16 matchups to get there, but we eventually got there.
Well, now we get to decide who's going to come out champion of the Disney in-park experiences bracket. And Landon, you get to tell us which one of these between Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance, or
Spaceship Earth.
Okay.
Spaceship Earth. She's my girl. 100 feet tall, covered in jagged edges, thousands of people up inside them guts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to do Rise of the Resistance. I have to.
Oh my God, I get to be the deciding Steffers. Vote.
That means Steffers. Is deciding.
Steffers, look at me.
Look Steffers. Me in the eyes. Look me in the eyeballs.
Remember when Happily Ever After was on the board?
I swear to God.
It wasn't Steffers. Personal.
I have to do Spaceship Earth too, sorry.
Yep. All right. Spaceship Earth is your champion of Landon's in the park in the Disney Parks bracket. Very good. All right.
Did I make you sweat just a little bit? Because that was kind of fun.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
You got me.
On the left side first.
She's going to shine a little extra bright tonight in her championship in the final four. All right. Moving on to the Disney outside of the parks. That's funny. A loud Vader bellowing. No, that's true. Even though Vader's not on Rise of Resistance, it'd be Kylo Ren doing his best Vader impression. No.
Well, I mean, Kylo is kind of a Vader cosplayer. Right?
Yeah, so. Exactly.
I've been working on my impressions. What do you guys think?
All right.
You're so reading my live journal.
To make things easier on me, we're going to go in the order that we're stacked up here on the screen. So we're going to start Trader Sam's Grotto versus the monorail. And I'm going to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you gave me a lot of hate. Aurora, I'm looking at you for calling me Justin Skyliner after this most recent episode. There's no question what my name is. My name is Justin Monorail, and the monorail is getting my vote to move on to the next round. Landon.
That's right. You gave him all sorts of grief, calling him Justin Skyliner, and that's why I am choosing Trader Sam's.
Well, no. Now I'm nervous. I didn't say I was Justin Skyliner. Did I? Maybe I did.
You did, though. You did.
Okay.
Let the record show. Oh, wait, I get to decide. Oh, this is too much
power.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing here. Yeah.
if we're remembering things I said on the episode, I also said, please don't milk me. And I stand by that.
If we're remembering what we said on the podcast, we were doing it wrong. I mean, don't remember anything we've said on any of the podcasts.
That's okay, so hear me out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do I love the idea or do I love the reality?
Go reality, Steffers. Go with your instinct.
No, Jeffers, you can't be Jeffers Skyliner.
I like that, actually. I might call him that.
All right. So my final answer is monorail.
Nah.
I was really going to throw a wrench, and I was like, no, because I actually like the monorail.
Who doesn't like the monorail? Moving on.
Skyliners.
What? Yeah,
Jeffers Skyliner doesn't like the monorail. The monorail is cruising. All right. Landon, Bar Riva, something you love, versus Typhoon Lagoon, something you probably don't love. What do you think?
Yes, yes. One thing is that I can, you know, go to and enjoy and spend my money. The other thing is if I go to and attend, it will end up with me in surgery because, you know, it will ruin my ears. What will I pick? Bar Riva.
Bar Riva. Steffers?
Typhoon Lagoon.
Typhoon Lagoon. Wow.
You're the deciding vote, sir.
I just realized that, like, when it came to me and I was like, wait a minute, I really should think this through for just a second.
Yeah, because that's what we're kind of doing, you know, we're picking stuff.
I think I will go Typhoon Lagoon. I think that, for me, is going to be the right answer because it's a really high quality water park. You can get drinks there. I've actually put it on my list of to-dos to go to the H2O Glow Nights at Typhoon.
Oh, those look fun.
Yeah, I want to do that. So, yeah.
Jeffers in the chat. It sounds better than a Jeffers Plus Bus. So, I don't know. Jeffers Plus Bus does have a nice ring to it. So,
how about Jeffers Friendship Boat? All right. Steffers, you're kicking off this one. Steakhouse 71 versus the Poly Resort Lobby.
Let me tell you how I forgot that Sanaa did not win the.
We knocked it out. For some reason, Cocktail Bob remembered that as Sanaa beating Nomad Lounge, which wasn't even.
I was so confused when I read that. It's like, wait, did that happen?
It's no.
Like, wait, what?
No.
Okay. So hear me out. Oh, hold on. Never mind. That's very specified. Let me think this through.
Think it through. Play it out. Show us your math, Steffers.
No, let me not show you my math.
Don't do math on a podcast. Never do math on a podcast.
Well, here's the thing. A lobby includes the gift shop, yes, because it's all encompassing.
Sure.
It's decorated very nicely for Christmas. It's all a lot of vibes. Steakhouse 71 is food and drink.
Yeah.
That I haven't eaten.
You got to eat those drinks, Steffers. They're so good.
I'm going to do Steakhouse 71 for my foodie heart. If you had just said the Polynesian Resort, I would have said Polynesian, but we said lobby. So that,
I mean, in my mind, there's unusual. I know this is an unusual statement for me because if you all know me, you know, I love rules. There's no rules with how you interpret this because there were no rules for putting together these these brackets. So I'm going Polynesian Resort Lobby because in my mind that includes the Tambu Lounge where I can get drinks and food. And I mean, probably
don't even know if I've been there.
It's right there connected to Ohana. You just walk. You can get your back scratcher right there. Come on, Steph. Come on.
I've been there like once and a half.
Okay. Well, we're going to go back. We're going
Tambu Lounge is legit
for a back. We're going back.
This is a very long list of things.
Yeah. Landon, you are the decider on this one.
As much as I like Steakhouse 71, I do love everything about the Poly. So I think I got to go Poly.
Yeah.
Because like you said, everything attached to the Poly lobby, we're talking
pretty dope gift shop, which I've bought way more than I should. They got some pretty cool quick service areas. They got some really good restaurants. They got some really cool bars. And then if you really, really want to get loosey-goosey with the rules, Trader Sam's, I guess, technically is connected with some hallway.
Jeffers is saying the second floor is not part of the lobby, or at least
they're interpreting this. Oh,
bull
this
crap, is their interpretation, Jeffers. Bull crap. I'm calling bull crap, Jeffers.
I also will call bull crap on that because it's part of one big room. So that at least that cube is part of the lobby, in my humble opinion. All right. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar versus Topolino. I am a new huge evangelist for Topolino. I love that place. Been there every time I've gone. I've sat at the bar. Jeffers, there's that question. Oh my God, I love Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar so much. I love the theming. I've had such good experiences there. A lot of memories. For me, I'm voting Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Over to you, Landon.
On my last trip down to Walt Disney World, what, Steffers?
Just think about your answer. Continue.
Yeah, I was thinking about my answer to talking. Thank you. On my last trip down to Disney World, one of the highlights was when me and the Smokin' Hot girlfriend were able to have a dinner at Topolino and we were able to watch the fireworks at Epcot. I have another trip down to Disney World here in a couple weeks, and the first, and honestly, if it was the only advanced dining reservation I made during that trip down to Disney was to Topolino, that was the only one that I could get, I would have been fine with it. Give me Topolino.
All right. I get it. I understand. I don't like it, but I understand. Steffers, you are the decider.
Topolino's, get out of here, Hangar Bar. What?
Oh, no. I really thought you were going to bail me out on that one, Steffers. Oh, God.
Listen,
girl.
Listen. No.
Topolino.
And you want to know why?
Somebody in the chat. Hangar Bar equals overrated. Snap. Oh,
suck it. That is incorrect. Also, they frown upon standing on a man named Terrence at Jock Lindsay.
Exactly. And that's my kink. Don't kink shame me. Here in the
Topolino's not part of the lobby, but by the way, Jeffers, the check-in desk at Topolino are on the second floor. You call that the lobby? Because the lower part's the lobby. We're gonna fight. This is our new fight, Jeffers.
I know that I kicked Hangar Bar out, but can you still take me there the next time I come down? Because I haven't been.
I'm going by myself. You all don't have to go. All right. So that moves us on to the Monorail versus Typhoon Lagoon. Landon, you are not a Typhoon Lagoon goon. I know that, but would you pick the Monorail over Typhoon Lagoon?
I mean, this is the most anticlimactic pick. I mean, like, by the two sweetest languages in the English language, Monorail by default.
Monorail by default. Steffers?
I'm thinking. This one actually requires thought for me because mode of transportation, water park fun.
That's true. Water slides, wave pool, an intense wave pool where you can do surfing lessons, actually. They do that early in the morning. They used to. I think they still do.
I'm thinking.
We see the smoke coming out of your ears, Steffers.
I'm going to actually say the monorail.
Okay. All right. Well, guess what? My vote doesn't matter.
But what would you have chosen? Now we need to know.
I guess you'll never know.
That's so disrespectful, but...
Oh, come on, Justin Irrelevant.
Listen, I wanted the drama because I wanted everybody to think I was going Typhoon Lagoon, and then I was going to reestablish that my name is Justin Monorail. Put some respect on that.
I don't know. I just heard somebody say it was Justin Irrelevant, so...
I don't know who said that.
A very smart, sexy, wise man who's good at everything he does. That's.
I didn't know Pedro Pascal was here.
I was going to go Timothy Chalamet.
It's always Timothy Chalamet.
I've been told I look both of them. Yeah, it's crazy.
My go-to default answer for everything is Timothy Chalamet nowadays. It used to be Chris Pratt. It's now Timothy Chalamet.
You know, at one point I had the exact same body as Chris Pratt, you know, big fat drunk idiot. So, you know, and then one of us got in shape and the other one was me. So,
That's Aurora. It's only true that I'm Justin Skyliner - Monorail if I married into some family that was Skyliner and then I hyphenated my name. So Jeffers, if you take Skyliner, I'm looking at you, buddy. All right.
Is that legal in Florida anymore? I thought noted Disney villain Governor Ron DeSantis was outlawing that.
Oh, boy. All right, Steffers.
That's me.
Poly Lobby versus Topolino. I'll take an interested sip. Oh, Topolino. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pause was because I just didn't know if it was going to be a complete wipe on my part. So,
did you complete a wipe today? Because we can talk about the poop corner and complete wipes. I'm going Poly Resort Lobby. Because as we've said, I mean, it's... It includes everything, including Trader Sam's. It includes the pool. It includes the pineapple lanai. It includes Captain Cooks. Yep.
But Topolino's includes Luminous for free.
Oh, or Harmonious, depending on who you are.
Yep. And dudes named Terrence that you can stand on.
So I got Polly. Steffers has Topolino. Landon, you get to pick. Steffers is sending you messages.
Oh, is that what I was receiving?
You felt a disturbance in the
Damn, I was about to update my car warranty.
Yep. Diz Mama 78. Yes, absolutely. Ohana's in the Poly Lobby.
I mean, technically, like the boats to the Magic Kingdom are in the Poly
Lobby. No, guys, this isn't.
If we really want to get loosey goosey with it.
Stop it right now.
If you're upstairs in the Poly Lobby sitting in Ohana, you can see fireworks from the Magic Kingdom, including Happily Ever After.
I mean, as much as I am a recent convert to Topolino and standing on dudes named Terrence, one of my favorite spots, not only in Walt Disney World and the entire world, is the Poly Resort. I got to go Poly.
Yeah! We stand on business, Steffers.
No, shut up, Eli Drinkowitz, you nerd.
I still don't know what it means.
He didn't either. Did you? We'll talk about this offline.
That's a moonshine and scoreboards conversation.
Yeah, it really is. Plug to our other podcast that has like 5 listeners. Shout out to you, Paul.
All right.
Now we have a ton of porn bots that subscribe to our Twitter.
I will say this. If you love listening to us on the Monday Morning Monorail podcast or right here on the Passholder Lounge, please don't listen to Moonshine and Scoreboards.
That endorsement was not going the way I thought it was.
All right. I got the Monorail versus the Poly Lobby. Guys, I've been saying it all night long. What's my name? What is it? It's Justin Monorail, but I'm voting for the Poly Lobby. Landon. Yeah, the Poly Lobby includes a connection to the Monorail.
That is true. That is true. That is true. And by proxy, the Poly Lobby includes the Magic Kingdom, right?
Yeah. Now you get it.
Wow, we've really cracked the code here, guys. Poly Lobby.
Aha, Steffers, you don't even get to vote. Steffers, would you have picked Poly Lobby? No,
pick the Poly Lobby. What is the name of this podcast? Not the Polynesian Resort Lobby Morning Pod. Whatever.
No, but this is the Passholder Lounge, and I feel like this podcast probably would lean towards the Poly Lobby because you can get out there. You're done.
You do a monorail bar crawl and hit all the resorts.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. But they won't let you take those drinks on the monorail. But now, Steffers, you get to step into the spotlight. You get to Stephanie into the spotlight. It's the Universal Experiences bracket.
Who the fuck is Stephanie?
I don't know.
Fun fact, in middle school, they called me Step On Me.
I knew someone.
That doesn't seem like a fun fact.
I knew someone named Stephanie, and I also called her Step On Me. So that's that. Step On Me is universal, which brings us to Universal experiences, and I'm going to let you kick it off, Steffers. E.T. Adventures versus Dueling Dragons. I want to just
who
watch
did your this face. Mashup.
I want to watch your face.
Who did this mashup? This is terrible.
Right off the bat, this is the hardest one, I think. I think this might be
this is tough.
E.T.
Okay. E.T.
Please note, I'm going to say this for the audience. Please note that as Steffers, I am required by law to say E.T. Adventure. However, if Dueling Dragons ends up winning this bracket, I will not be upset. Anyway, continue.
So I feel like I shouldn't vote either way on this one. I feel like we need a debate. This is one that I feel like Landon. Wait, I want you to tell me what you're going to vote on this, because if it goes one way or the other, I might do something we haven't done yet. So, Landon, which one would you pick on this one?
Dueling Dragons.
Exactly. Okay, so that splits the vote. I don't think it's fair for me to pick because I didn't ride Dueling Dragons.
Correct. So, Dueling Dragons to me was the attraction when it came to Islands of Adventure when it opened up, to the point that still to this day, I have a snow globe from Dueling Dragons in my childhood bedroom. And you know how many snow globes that I, as a grown man, own?
73?
One.
Oh.
And it's of Dueling Dragons of fire and ice, twisting and turning and their heads coming, bang. That right there, that close to fighting. I love everything about Dueling Dragons. I said it when we were talking about the seating show, the pre-queue or the queue itself, walking through the attraction, whether you're on Team Fire, Team Ice, standing in line once you've split onto whatever team you're doing, and the actual damn attraction itself, that roller coaster was legit. And the roller coaster gave rewritability, which is something that is lost on attractions these days, maybe outside of Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, it's like, okay, Guardians of the Galaxy has quote unquote rewritability, but it's through what song you get. But at the end of the day, you're still gonna ride the same damn track. But on fire and on ice, you're riding two different tracks, but you're still gonna see each other and you're gonna come very, very close to each other. I loved Dueling Dragons.
You know what it also has rewritability is Star Tours. But, you know, I was just thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching the chat. I've been reading what people are saying. And I mm-hmm. thought back to, I think my experience in the Dueling Dragons house at Halloween Horror Night should count for something. I was immersed in the lore of Dueling Dragons. I saw the Ice Wizard and the Fire Wizard face off. I got to choose my fate at the end. I'm voting Dueling Dragons. I have been swayed. E.T. went down and Steffers may really quit the podcast.
No, because you just made it worse for the next bracket. So you can keep going.
That really.
Natalie, where were you about 5-10 minutes ago when they were bullying me? Unbelievable.
No one's bullying Steffers.
Can we ban Cocktail Bob from the
Honestly,
chat?
Honestly, yeah, we were
ignoring I've about him. Had it with him.
We're ignoring him, let's be real.
We're kicking Bob.
It's been nothing but negative.
Yep,
you know what, Bob? It. Start your own podcast in your own bracket. How about that? You 7'9" piece of crap. No.
It is not allowed to work. Actually, can you get me a job? Just kidding. Anyway, moving on. Shrek and Halloween Horror Nights. It's Justin's turn.
Shrek and Halloween Horror Nights. Okay. It's Halloween Horror Nights. There's no doubt. I'm picking Halloween Horror Nights because I'm going to go there every year for the rest of my life. Shrek, I may watch.
Oh, no. He may watch Never because he's frozen in that spot.
Oh, I thought that was just for me. Justin Skyliner's broken. Okay.
Froze on a profile, but you're back. Welcome back.
I froze. All right. Landon, take over while I'm frozen.
Okay. This might come as a shock to you, but I'm actually wearing a Halloween Horror Night shirt right now of Karloff the Mummy. Of these two options, Halloween Horror Nights gets my vote.
Wow. Yes. Not even a chance for Shrek, Steffers.
I didn't think there was a Dueling Dragons is now against Halloween Horror Nights. Who do you think is going to win, Justin?
I don't know. We're going to have to find out. But before we get there, then. Landon gets to tell us how he feels about Hagrid's versus Jaws.
Really? I mean, one is considered, in my opinion, the greatest attraction ever made by humans.
Bob
and the other's Hagrid's. One is based on the best movie ever made by man. The other's made by some transphobic piece of trash out of England. Give me Jaws.
Jaws.
With my full throat.
This time it's personal. Steffers?
You damn.
Hagrid's.
Well, Hagrid's going down to Jaws because Jaws, Steffers, one of your favorite drinks in Universal is based on Jaws.
And correct.
You didn't even consider that.
I didn't need to consider it. Hagrid's is a great ride.
It is. I agree with you. But if I could bring back Jaws, I would absolutely do it and sacrifice I love the Hagrid motorbike adventure. But I don't want to be sitting in that sidecar. Let me sit on the bike. But anyway, it's good. But I miss Jaws, and it's maybe, wow. If we were going to do a bracket of like all time, like missed retired attractions, I think Jaws might be number one for me in any part.
Agreeing. Bring in back hashtag part. Bring back Jaws, says Aurora.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah. All right. Now we got Steffers. We have Return of the Mac. Oh, I'm sorry. Revenge of the Mummy.
Return of the Mac. Oh my God.
Versus the mid animatronics. Return of the Mac versus mid animatronics. No, MIB versus Revenge of the Mummy. Steffers.
Ooh,
this is tough. This is a tough.
Yeah. Let me think. I gotta think. I think I'm gonna go Revenge of the Mummy. Because there are not a lot of things that I can quote line by line.
But one of them is
one of them is Revenge of the Mummy. And, you know, MIB is fun. I like to shoot things, but, you know, if I had to pick one, I'm getting Brendan his cup of coffee.
All right. Fair enough. I thought about splitting the vote here just to make it interesting. But no, I would pick Revenge of the Mummy over Men in Black. Landon, how would you have voted in this case?
This would be our second Monday morning.
Yeah! Sweep. Let's go.
I love Revenge of the Mummy.
High fives, guys. High fives. Put them up. Yeah.
Good job. God. Wait, did we? We made it so I get to be the final decision.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah. Also, Cocktail Bob is widening out or wilding out in the chat.
He's wild now. That's Cocktail Bob for you. All right, Dueling Dragons.
Also, crushing new attractions. I don't know. Maybe that's on Universal, Cocktail Bob. Maybe not us.
Fair enough. Dueling Dragons versus Halloween Horror Nights. I told you the main reason I voted for Dueling Dragons was because my experience in that lore was at HHN. Again, HHN is the thing for me. So HHN, Landon.
Well, I told y'all earlier I'm wearing a shirt. Dueling Dragons, come on,
Steffers. It's on you, my friend.
Here it comes. Mm.
Why are you gonna say that? What do you mean? You don't know what I'm gonna pick.
Really?
I pick Beetlejuice.
Hmm. Not on the card.
That should have been a card, honestly. Let me think. Actually, legitimately, let me think.
Picture yourself on a roller coaster,
and that would be Dueling Dragons.
Well, there you go.
Oh, there it is. Punch it in. Yep.
I'm gonna go Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay. HHN. Moving on. We knew that was gonna happen.
Did we? Because I was really split there.
Yeah.
I don't think you were really split. All right. Okay. Landon.
I appreciate you building up the drama, but I think we all knew where that car was going to end up.
Landon, you've got Jaws versus
Jaws.
Okay. Steffers.
Mummy.
Oh, I think I'm going Jaws. Jaws.
Yeah, didn't surprise me.
Jaws moving on. But that now that means Steffers. Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights.
This is legitimately a matchup of two incredible things that Universal has created. And can we take a moment to just celebrate that for just a second?
He picks Halloween Horror Nights to win.
I
just want to swear to God.
Guys, this is not fair. Now I feel additional pressure.
Okay, think about this. You could have a shark. They've had some aquatic underwater houses at Halloween Horror Nights. You can experience Bruce during Halloween Horror Nights. Like, I'm just saying, Halloween Horror Nights has the whole package. Jaws was there and it is gone now. Why look in the past when you can look to
both of these things are pretty scary. But earlier I said I picked Festival of the Lion King because more people could experience it than could cause the rewind. So I'm going to pick Jaws. Landon, you get to determine the champion of the bracket.
The Universal bracket. I just want to let everyone know that I got shut out of my own dang bracket.
Oh, happy days. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jaws is back from the dead and reigning supreme in the Universal bracket. Oh,
there you go.
That feels good to say.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh.
Just to recap now, we've
anybody
got...
Anybody else get goosebumps on that one?
Three. We have three of the final four set. Spaceship Earth, the Poly Lobby, Jaws, and what will be the final piece?
I needed support, Natalie. That's what I needed, not more chaos.
What will be the final piece of the puzzle here? All right.
Hey, all y'all Jaws haters can get the hell out. I don't care anymore.
That was Landon's moment in the sunshine. You missed a lot, Natalie. You got a lot to catch up on. All right.
Oh, boy, do you. Yeah. And if you thought the left side was weird, we're about to get really, really weird going to the miscellaneous Central Florida side of the bracket.
I'm going to do this strategically because it'll give me the last vote in the final game here. So we're going to start with Landon. SeaWorld versus MCO Monorail.
Well, we've been... We just fulfilled our contractual obligation of mentioning SeaWorld as the unofficial official podcast of SeaWorld. Give me the MCO monorail.
Over SeaWorld?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They had some questionable stuff in the background, yo.
one of the two of these may have had a very damning documentary made about it. So
It wasn't MCO.
It wasn't the MCO monorail or Mayor Buddy Dyer. Steffers.
MCO monorail.
What? Come on. Over SeaWorld. I am glad this didn't happen on the Monday Morning Monorail podcast because we are the official podcast of SeaWorld. So thank God.
Well, we were.
Well, this is the pass holder lounge. All bets are off now, baby. The MCO monorail has defeated SeaWorld. I wanted the chance though to stick the dagger in on that one. I wanted you to pick SeaWorld, Steffers, because I would be like, that was my last chance to be like, what's my name? Justin Monorail, MCO Monorail, moving on. Okay.
Wow. So that would have been another monorail sweep. Okay. Also, can we get a wellness check on Cocktail Bob?
Bob's I love you all, but you have never been wrong.
I agree with that. Can we get that on a t-shirt? I love you all, but you've never been wrong.
Sunspot America, I love you all, but you've never been wrong.
Oh, great. Thank you, Cocktail Bob. I agree with you. All right, Steffers. East End Market versus the Kennedy Space Center.
Kennedy Space Center.
Okay. Easily enough, I guess. I'll split the vote. I'll say I'm going to give East End Market a vote here. I gave you all the reasons. I love that I can just go. It's like 10 miles from my house. I can go over there. I can get a Gideon's cookie with no wait. I don't have to get in a virtual queue, people. I can get a Gideon's overpriced, overly sugary cookie with zero wait at all. Landon.
He's passionate.
Landon, you get to pick.
You know, there are a couple space camp/space alumnus or space camp slash space academy alumnus on this podcast, myself, Justin Monorail. So space stuff is right in our atmosphere.
This bracket is giving me.
You see what I did there? But I got to say, when I was doing some research for this weird ass bullshit that's going on over here for the weird Central Florida area, East End Market seemed really cool and really cool. Something that I would actually leave the quote unquote Disney bubble for. So
just don't try to park there.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Give me the East End Market in a slight upset.
Oh my God. We should send this bracket to visit Orlando once we're done.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I know y'all are like going to space and stuff and trying to land dumbasses on Mars, but it's like, y'all don't have a line to Gideon. So, you know, there's that.
If there are people out there who... like they wonder, like, well, if I was ever to step outside the Disney bubble, what am I going to do? Or Universal bubble, what am I going to do in Orlando? Like, honestly, there's a lot of good stuff listed here. It would be worth your time to go visit the East End Market. It's a little out of the way, but I'm just going to continue to give it a plug. All right. So
it's you now.
It's me. Yeah.
Cocktail Bob says this bracket is giving me an angina. I'm pretty sure that has also been outlawed by a noted Disney villain, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So sorry, Bob.
Okay. Medieval Times versus Gatorland. Guys, like you.
Yes.
If we don't get some sort of a discount to Gatorland by the time we're done with this, we've done it all wrong. I'm voting Gatorland. 100%. It's Gatorland over Medieval Times. 1,000. There are no gators in Medieval Times. It's Gatorland. Landon.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if Medieval Times had gators?
That'd be better.
Oh, screw you, Disney. I would just go to Medieval Gator Times.
Ooh,
that would be awesome. Like gators wearing like suits gators of armor
on horseback,
fighting Nelson each other. Yeah. Okay. But my vote is Gatorland.
Yeah. Steffers, are you sad about that?
I would have done Medieval Times, but you know, I knew I was going to lose this bracket to Gatorland anyway, so it doesn't even matter what I think.
How do you know you're going to lose the bracket? You don't know that.
Honey, I know you and Landon. We have been doing a show for a while, and you are very passionate about Gatorland.
Still haven't been there. All right. Landon, we've got Wild Florida Drive-Thru Safari versus Aquatica. One of them is a water park.
And one of them is, you know, a safari. Oh, I think Landon's looking too puzzled right now. I mean, we didn't. Hi. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my internet crapped out after I said Gatorland. And I was about to text y'all. I think my internet died. Apparently, I was given too much for my bandwidth. So we're on to
Wild Florida. Right,
yeah, Discount Lion Safari and Aquatica. As much as I love the fact that I want to carry on the Simpsons joke and I don't go to water parks, it's a whole water park, so I guess I'll go with Aquatica, question mark.
That's fair. Steffers?
Aquatica.
Again, we've got a clean monorail sweep, as I also would pick Aquatica. Do you know that?
Man, I thought things were going to get weird in this bracket. Come on.
You know, that has
could the gators from Gatorland be released into the other areas? Like Fun Spot America, we've rented gators from Gatorland. We're going to see what happens.
I was just checking to see this spot of the bracket. Three times the monorail was on the same page. Three times. The only exception was over here for Jock Lindsay and Topolino. But otherwise, we were all on the same page. Okay, very good. MCO Monorail versus East End Market. This is me first. Guy, I'm just going to take a little second here. First of all, I want to say I have switched to Lone Palm Golden Ale, which is another local one here from Florida. This is from Ravenous Pig.
Ravenous. Quink, quink.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Winter Park. That's where East End Market is. Well, it's pretty close to Winter Park. So that's interesting. Give me the MCO monorail for the win. All
right. Okay.
Landon.
Well, I said it before. I'll say it again. This time for the brand MCO.
That It's such an insult to East End Market.
But I mean, like, East End Market sounds cool, but I haven't been there. Where it's like, like I said, it's like a lot of people start their trip to Orlando and end their trip. That's the first and last attraction you take. That's the MCO monorail. And you hear the speech from Orlando Mayor Buddy Dwyer.
So. I am trying to redeem myself, Aurora. It's true.
You Skyliner. Really are.
Skyliner's yeah. still great. All right.
Justin Tryhard over there.
Landon, you get to start the next one, but first Steffers,
it would have been a clean sweep.
Oh, clean sweep on that one. Okay. Gatorland versus this is quite a matchup. Gatorland versus Aquatica, Landon.
Gatorland. Oh. Once again, it's a land made of alligators, y'all.
Almost good as Potato Land. Almost.
Almost.
That Steffers?
Aquatica.
Yep. So this played out differently than I expected.
No, really?
I'm going to go because I miscalculated.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to do Aquatica on this one.
Oh, no!
Donna! It's a water park, and it's great.
What is Aquatica? It's the SeaWorld water park, and at least we still have SeaWorld representation through Aquatica here in the miscellaneous bracket.
Fun Spot America, we're really disappointed in you.
Fun Spot didn't even stand a chance.
All right. Oh, man, I screwed this up. The final one. All right, MCO Monorail versus Aquatica, Steffers.
What the hell is this?
I
was going to get weird.
What has science done?
Your scientists were so preoccupied asking if they could, they never stopped to ask if they should.
Yeah, though. There is just something so fun and special.
What the hell?
Are you going to say the MCO monorail over Aquatica? What?
Yes, I absolutely
believe it. I cannot believe it. Chaos reigns supreme.
Buddy is just, you know, wholesome.
I'm in the surrender cobra position. I can't. I'm shocked. I was going to go Aquatica, which means Landon, because I miscalculated. You get to decide the miscellaneous bracket, MCO Monorail or Aquatica.
Excellent.
This is, we're going to get canceled by Visit Orlando.
No, but then we have the monorail, the Disney Parks monorail and the MCO monorail on the park.
Because they're going to be able to point to this one podcast saying, this podcast said one of the best things to come to Monorail is in our airport. Give me the MCO Monorail, y'all.
We did it.
I can't believe it. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And that's the best part.
The best outside of Disney Universal, if you've done the MCO monorail, there's nothing else worth doing. You've done it.
I mean, you might as well just get back on your plane and go the hell home.
You've done it. Holy crap.
You know what the only all
about? It's about the upsets and the Cinderella stories and the people that had no chance. They just barely snuck into the tournament.
Wow. You know what would have beat MCO monorail for me?
What's that? Peppa Pig theme park?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Yep, absolutely.
I will say, I
need a drink. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
When we went through the list of attractions on Peppa Pig theme park, I'm very tempted to go look at that place. Like, I want to go. I got to see.
We should go.
We really should. We need to make a
vlog. Yeah, we could have a daytime vlog of our experience.
We absolutely need to do that. Yeah. Landon, step away, which is unfortunate because now we're at the final four and we've got to make picks.
He's coming. He's making his way downtown. Oh, fast. Faces pass and I'm homebound. Nobody likes anything about MCO. Hold on a second. Who just said that? Chuck.
Chuck, people like the carpet.
We like the carpet and our mayor, buddy. That's what we like.
What's happening? Hold on a second. I got to make sure my battery's plugged in. Fill some time.
Oh, no. Oh, hello, Landon. It is now.
And also, the one thing I like about MCO is when I get there, because that means I get to start my vacation. So I don't know what this nobody likes anything about MCO business.
We fixed it.
Welcome back. Son of some of a bitch.
That's really funny, Paul. Inside the Magic headline tomorrow, MCO. Next
attraction. I mean, where's the lie? Someone submit this, please.
It very well could happen. Oh, God. No, that's good. Paul, that's good. That's the line of the night. Okay.
Well, guys, we finally made headlines. Cheers.
All right. Let's do Jaws versus MCO Monorail first.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Landon. I'll let you be the last vote. Steffers, you get Jaws versus MCO Monorail. The evil laugh.
Uh-oh. I do not like how this goes. You might as well say da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Because even if I pick Monorail, you pick Jaws, and then yeah. Landon picks Jaws, it's still Jaws. So listen here, MCO Monorail.
Over Jaws. Well, one of the two is still operating, so... I mean, I'm picking Jaws. Jaws. So yeah, we split the vote. At least MCO Monorail got a mention.
I wanted
the correct choice. Jaws is moving on. Steffers.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted to let you say Jaws one more time.
Yep.
I was just being thoughtful. I was being a good friend.
I'll start us off on Spaceship Earth versus Poly Lobby. This is harder than I expected it to be.
This is harder, guys. Is harder.
That's what I said. While you think about it, I've moved on to a PB&J mixtape sour from a local brewery here, Zool.
No, that's true.
The last time you read the MCO means your vacation is over, and that should make you sad. Yes, but then you hear the wise words of Buddy in your ear, thanking you for your time.
Oh yeah, thank you for visiting the city, beautiful. Hey,
and plus on your way out, that just means you can start planning for your next time.
Oh, that's true. So we were talking earlier about the Polynesian Resort Lobby, like being connected to Tamu,
everything.
And then
I mean, technically Ohana, my front door is connected to the Poly Lobby.
Kona Cafe, kind of tangentially, Trader Sam's, also the monorail. You know where the monorail takes you is to Epcot, where you can also see Spaceship Earth. I'm voting Polynesian Resort Lobby.
This is some bootleg. All right. Anyway, Landon.
You can't. I would have to blur that. Well, I don't know.
I know you're not going to. So suck it long and suck it hard. Spaceship Earth is the right answer here. It's an icon of not only Epcot, it's an icon of Walt Disney World.
It's an icon of our hearts.
No, Natalie, the Dillos did not come in and do this bracket, because if you had seen the left side of the bracket, you would see that Kilimanjaro Safari and Festival of the Lion King made it pretty far, and it wouldn't have even been on their bracket because they are AK haters. Sorry.
I have a funny after this. I'm sorry. Am I the deciding vote here?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, answer Spaceship Earth. There was no question in my mind. You can take the monorail.
In your mind.
To wherever you want to go at that point, but Spaceship Earth.
All right. Oh, I don't like the fact that they're both left justified here. I wish that the Jaws was right justified, but I don't have my control panel, so it's fine. If I wanted it, I could have it, but I don't want it. All right. Jaws versus Spaceship Earth.
Landon, you did this to yourself, so this is your fault.
Landon gets to, you get to start it off, Landon.
You gotta make a decision.
This is really the ultimate Landon throwdown, I think. How did this become the Landon bracket?
This is literally the Landon championship.
Yeah.
Yep. Because you poop.
You want to go last? Steffers.
Yes. Yes, I do want to go last.
That's no fun.
Shut up, Steffers.
He can't make the deciding vote. What? No. We already said he's going first. No, he has to make.
But these are really like his two favorite things.
Yes.
So like, I feel like we got to give him a little more time on this one. I would go Spaceship Earth. I would go Spaceship Earth on this. Like, I feel like not, I mean, when you add the fact it's the Beacon of Magic, it stands there with its synchronized music. You put Rainbow Connection on the thing. You got the lights going, and not to mention, it's a wonderful ride. It gives me all the feels. It's all the nostalgia. Spaceship Earth. It has to be Spaceship Earth for me. It had to be you, Spaceship Earth. Do you want to go now, Landon?
No, Steffers.
Not fair. Are you sure you want me to go before you?
Yes, Steffers.
Okay, Spaceship Earth.
Well, that's what I was worried about, Spaceship Earth. But Landon, you can decide. Who is your champion of this bracket? I want to know.
Spaceship Earth.
Whoa. Okay. Wow.
Even though I've said several times throughout this whole entire thing, Jaws is my favorite attraction, and it's based on my favorite movie of all times, even to this day, where, you know, CGI has gotten so damn good. You can do anything. Jay, something you said with the Beacon of Light, and even something you said with a subsection, Rainbow Connection.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, I had to fight back tears. Because on my last trip, I just stood in front of it and just full out ugly grown man cried in front of it. And I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I love me some Jaws, but oof. If anything can invoke a reaction like that, that tells you which way you should go.
There it is. Look at it. She's behind me. She was behind me the whole time. If we had not let Spaceship Earth win this bracket, it would have literally crushed me.
You would have had to change your background to a giant shark breaching the water.
Oh, yeah. There was a threat either way. It's true. Well, we know she's the prettiest girl in school. It's the Epcot ball, ladies and gentlemen. She is your Monday Morning Monorail March Madness Mayhem 2024 bracket champion. Can you believe it? I didn't see it going this way. I'm thrilled. I think it's great, and I think it's a good answer. It was a two seed, right?
It was a two seed.
Yeah. So that's not a super big shock. The Poly Lobby was a 3. The MCO Monorail was an 8. And then Jaws was a 14. So Jaws was the Cinderella story here, but Jaws was probably severely underseeded. But that's okay. It was, you know, Steffer's opinion. And Steffer's, your opinion can't be wrong. It's your Steffer's opinion. This has been fun. I was hoping that if we went through the round of 64 on the Monday Morning Monorail, that this show would be timely. But, I mean, we can't help ourselves. We went a little bit long, but it's not too bad. And we had fun.
I had a blast with this. I got in my feels a little bit there at the end. Sorry. And we have gone a little bit long. Can we go a little bit longer? People in the chat, if you filled out a bracket, who was your final four and your champion? Throw them in the chats real quick. We're not going to go super much longer, but would love to hear from some of y'all in the chats. We can throw them up on the big screen.
Yeah, I would love to know. I mean, I think it's easy to look at the, like, you know, the big headliners. You know, we've got Cosmic Rewind, we've got Trader Sam's, we've got E.T.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually really did think that a lot of our number ones were going to make it to the final four, but I'm glad I'm glad it didn't work out that way.
And Cosmic Rewind went out in the second round of Festival of the Lion King, which I am all about. Yeah, friggin' AK all day, baby. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Well, this has been a great time. And again, like, if you filled out a bracket, we'd either love to see it or love to hear your final fours. This has been a really good time. Again, this was our, while we're getting ready to wrap up here, please feel free to throw your comments in the chat and let us know how yours played out. But this was our show for March. Again, we do this live show every third Tuesday of the month. So next month, if we look at our calendar, we can pull it up here. In April, the third Tuesday of the month is the 16th. So join us then. We'll do another live show at 8 p.m. It won't be this crazy. It'll be crazy for other reasons, probably. But we hope to see you all there. And we got Cocktail Bob. He said Cosmic Rewind, Trader Sam's, HHN, and SeaWorld. we'll see.
Chalk, 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 chalk. No wonder he was upset.
HHN will always win my heart, says Aurora.
Only if you say ET, Natalie.
Oh, okay. We got Paul, Guardians, Geyser Point, HHN, and Gatorland.
There we go. All right.
Oh, we almost had.
I am all for Paul bringing Gatorland to the final four.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Almost four G's. Was there a G that could have been the final four for Universal? I don't think so.
Halloween Horror Night?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It's a G.
Mardi Gras. That feels like a stretch, but sure.
Yeah. No, so thank you all so much for listening. Now, we do a show every Monday called the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast. And again, that's where we set all this up. The two of these things, they sort of intertwine, you see. We've got the show that comes out every Monday on the podcast feed, and then we do this once a month on YouTube. But, you know, it's all the same. It's all the same, folks. And this one's just a little more unhinged, but we like it that way.
Accurate.
Yeah. So we'll do it again next month. Until then, thank you all so much for being here. Thanks for being part of the show. You can reach us on the socials. Landon is at LANDOZ, and also he's Dawes Does Disney on Instagram. Steffers is It's Steffers, and Adventures with Steffers. And I'm Justin_Monorail. This has been the Passholder Lounge. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
We'll miss you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. That was the Passholder Lounge from March 19th, 2024. Who could have guessed Spaceship Earth would end up being crowned the champion of all? But here we are. The people have spoken, and by the people, I mean Landon Steffers and I. Next year, we'll have to do something else, similar but different. Like, I like to continue to raise the bar, but this was a lot of fun. So a spin on this bracket would be really, really interesting. Thank you so much. If you were able to join the live show, thanks for interacting. If you filled out this year's bracket, if you interacted with us on the Facebook group, on Twitter, wherever it may be, thank you for doing that. I want to give a quick shout out to my new friend, David, who actually chimed in. He sent me a message over on Instagram. And basically, in summary, he found the show by listening to me on Main Street Magic and decided to check out the Passholder Lounge as a result of that. And he said, I'm going to read directly. He said, hey, Monorail team, just wanted to let you know I found your podcast after Justin was on Main Street Magic. And my wife and I decided to watch the bracket show on YouTube last night on a delay, not live. After the MCO Monorail made the final four, she laughed so hard she peed herself. In her defense, she's super pregnant and is due in 2 weeks. Congratulations, David. That's very exciting. We enjoyed the show, had many laughs, and plan to tune into the Morning Monorail podcast again. Keep up the great work. David, that meant so much, and it really brightened my day when I got that message this morning. I love hearing that. I love hearing that you all are enjoying the show. Just knowing that you're out there and we're bringing a little happiness and laughter to your life, really, that makes it worth it. It makes everything worth it to me. So thank you and congratulations, David, again, on your upcoming special delivery. That's very exciting. For all of you, I want you to mark your calendars. You've got to join us live on the Passholder Lounge every third Tuesday, the third Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. And it's on the Passholder Lounge YouTube channel. Now, again, I think in the future, I'm going to start after that show is done, I'll download that and I'll start dropping that audio from the show into the feed here on the Monday Morning Monorail feed so you can get it and it's all in one place. The old shows will still be available at the Passholder Lounge podcast feed, but going forward, I think this is what I'm going to do. I like this idea. Consolidation, integration, synergy. It's a beautiful thing. And you are a beautiful thing. And thank you all so much for listening. I don't say this enough. I want to say something right now. I'm proud of all of you. And if you need to hear that, for whatever reason it may be, I am proud of each and every one of you. And I am just so happy to call you members of the Morning Monorail fam. If you would like to interact with us throughout the week, you can do that at Morning Monorail on social media, Monday Morning Monorail fam on Facebook. And then we do have a Discord. that you can join and chat with us, chat with the fam all week long. Just let me know you want to be part of it and I will hook you up. So I hope to see you there. If I don't, at least I hope to see you right back here next Monday morning. And until then, thank a cast member. Thank a team member. Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.